M5 recording length 22 minutes and 03 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 5 globular cluster M5, NGC 5904, Class B, in Serpens M5.jpg, right ascension 15, 18.6, H colon M, declination plus 02, 05, Deg colon M, distance 24.5, Cli, visual brightness 5.6, Mag, apparent dimension 23.0, Arc Min, discovered 1702 by Gottfried Kirsch, globular cluster Messier 5, Million 5, NGC 5904, was first seen by Gottfried Kirsch and his wife Maria Margaret on May 5, 1702, when they observed a comet, and described as a nebulous star. Charles Messier found it independently on May 23, 1764, and described it as a round nebula which doesn't contain any stars. William Herschel was the first to resolve this cluster into stars. He counted 200 of them with his 40-foot Florida reflector in 1791, although the middle is so compressed that it is impossible to distinguish the components. M5 shows a distinct ellipticity, elongated at position angle 50 degrees. Position angles give the orientation of a feature in the celestial sphere. They are measured between north and the direction considered, in counterclockwise sense. It is thought to be one of the oldest globular clusters, with a computed age of 13 billion years. Its diameter is about 165 light-years, making it one of the larger globular clusters. At its distance of 24,500 light-years, this diameter is about 23 minutes of arc. Visually it appears somewhat smaller, about 10 or 12 arc minutes, and on typical photographs, it can be traced to 17 arc minutes, corresponding to the inner 125 light-years of the cluster. Its tidal radius, beyond which member stars would be torn away by the Milky Way galaxy's tidal gravitational forces, is 28.4 arc minutes, or 202 light-years, so that the cluster gravitationally dominates a spherical volume of over 400 light-years diameter. It has a compressed central core of 0.84, angular, or roughly 6 light-years diameter, and its half-gas radius is estimated at 2.11. corresponding to a linear radius of 15 light-years. Its overall spectral type was estimated as F7. M5 is receding from us at about 52 km/sec. M5 contains the considerably large number of 105 known variable stars. The first variables in this cluster were noted by A. Common in 1890, S. I. Bailey, 1899, found 85 short-period variables in this cluster, of type R. Lyrae, or cluster variables. 97 of them were known in 1955, according to Kenneth Glenn Jones. One of the other variables is a dwarf nova, according to Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin. She also mentions two more dwarf novae in the globulars M30 and NGC 6712. Our image of M5 was obtained, and is copyrighted, by David Mullen of the Anglo-Australian Observatory. More information on this image is available. Further informations and interesting details on M5 can be found Leo Zandro's article Messier 5 and its variables. Thanks to Leo's for allowing to include his article in this page. It includes, among other interesting stuff, a color magnitude diagram of M5. To find M5 easily, first locate the nearby star 5 Serpentis. This may be made easy by finding the stars 109 and 110 Virginis, of Mag 3.72. SPA0V and MAG 4.4, SPK0III respectively, southwest of Arcturus, which point eastward to the small triangle of stars 4, 5, and 6 Serpentis. M5 is just 20 NW of 5 Serpentis. Under very good viewing conditions, M5 can just be glimpsed with the naked eye. The globular cluster is easily visible, a small fuzzy patch in good binoculars, and a fine round nebula in 3-inch telescopes, brighter toward the center. Starting with 4-inch, its brightest stars, of Mag 12.2, can just be resolved. They form curved patterns extending from the central part, which John Mell has found suggesting a spider, one of the legs, extending far southward, the halo extending to a diameter of over 10. Larger telescopes or photographs reveal a spectacular sight with thousands of stars. a few less populated gaps, and the halo extending to over 15 diameter. The bright nearby double star 5 Serpentis was also catalogued as Struve 1930, and consists of components A, 5 mag, pale yellow, and B, 10 mag, light gray. Position angle 37 deg, distance 11, as determined in 1923. This star is mentioned in Messier's description, but not its character as double. Also situated nearby, just about 40, south of the star 4 Serpentis mentioned above, as fainting distant globular cluster Palomar 5 of mag 11.8 and 6.9 diameter, about 75,000 light-years away from us. To the west of M5 and up to 110 Virginis is a collection of faint distant galaxies including NGCs 5806, 5811, 5813, 5814, 5831, 5838, 5839, 5845, 5846, 5846A, 5848, 5850, 5854, 5864, 5865, 5869 and 5887, of brightnesses between Mag 10.0 and 13.9, mostly requiring larger telescopes. Messier 5 observations and descriptions discovered on May 5, 1702 by Gottfried and Maria Margaret Kirsch, independently rediscovered by Charles Messier on May 23, 1764. Messier, M5, May 23, 1764 515H06 meters 36 as 226 D39, 04, plus 2 D57, 16. Beautiful nebula discovered between the Balance Libra and the Serpent Serpens, near the star in the Serpent, of 6th magnitude, which is the 5th according to the catalog of Flamsteed 5 Sir. It doesn't contain any star, it is round, and one sees it very well, in a fine clear dark sky, with an ordinary refractor of 1 foot Florida. M. Messier has reported it in the chart of the comet of 1763. Mimbacked for the year 1774, page 40, reviewed on September 5, 1780, January 30 and March 22, 1781, Diom 3, Mimbacked for 1771, p. 437, first Messier catalog, the night of May 23 to 24, 1764, I have discovered a beautiful nebula in the constellation of Serpens, near the star of 6th magnitude. The 5th according to the catalog of Flamsteed. That nebula doesn't contain any star, it is round, and could have a diameter of 3 arc minutes. One can see it very well, under a good sky, with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 1 foot Florida. I have observed that nebula in the meridian, and I have compared it to the star Alpha Serpentis. Its position was right Escingen 226 D39, 4, and its declination 2 D57. 16, north, on March 11, 1769, at about 4 o'clock in the morning, I have reviewed that nebula with a good Gregorian telescope of 30 pouces, which magnified 104 times, and I have ensured that it doesn't contain any star. p. 454, 1764.may.23, raw, 226.394, dec, 2.57.16.b. Diom, 03, beautiful nebula without stars, between the Serpent and MP, the Balance near the star of 6th magnitude, the 5th of the Serpent, according to Flamsteed. Kirsch from the Diary of Margaret Kirsch, here translated from the quotation in Leo Zondra's article, May 5, 1702, by such searching for the comet and Vizil, my husband found by this with just this 3SCH2 of I over Mu Serpentis, a nebulous light. It had many other fine stars around it, but one stood particularly by the tube above it about us. Sketch follows. May 6th. We have found the nebulous starlet clearly at its previous place, apparently found by Copeland and published by Dreyer, 1877, Bode, Bode 29, a nebula without stars, Koehler, Koehler No. 13 nebula, at Mount Manilis, separated from S, after W. Mayer, by 1911. Caroline Herschel, May 22, 1783, observed M5, which she first took for a comet, M10, M11, and M12. William Herschel, P.T. 1800 P. 73 and 75-76, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P. 44 and 46, March 4, 1783, with the 7 feet reflector, I viewed the nebula near the fifth Serpentis, discovered by Mr. Messier, in 1764-5=GC 5904. It has several stars in it. They are however too small that I can but just perceive some, and suspect others. May 31, 1783. The same nebula with a 10 feet reflector. Penetrating power ½*SQRT43*89^2^16^2=28.67. With a magnifying power of 250, it is all resolved into stars. They are very close, and the appearance is beautiful. With 600, perfectly resolved, there is a considerable star not far from the middle, another not far from one side, but out of the cluster, another pretty bright one, a great number of small ones. Here we have a case where the penetrating power of 20 fell short, when 29 resolved the nebula completely. This object requires also great magnifying power to shew the stars of it well, but that power had before been tried, in the 7 feet, as far as 460, without success, and could only give an indication of its being composed of stars, whereas the lower magnifying power of 250, with a greater penetrating power, in the 10 feet instrument, resolved the whole nebula into stars. February 24, 1786. I viewed the nebula near Flamsteed's 5 Serpentis, which has been mentioned before M5, with my 20 feet reflector, magnifying power 157, the most beautiful extremely compressed cluster of small stars, the greatest part of them gathered together into a brilliant nucleus, evidently consisting of stars, surrounded with many detached gathering stars of the same size and color, RA15H7, 12, PD87D8. May 27, 1791, I viewed the same object with my 40 feet telescope, penetrating power SQRT 64*480^2/2=191.69, magnifying power 370, a beautiful cluster of stars. I counted about 200 of them, the middle of it is so compressed that it is impossible to distinguish the stars. PT 1814, P 275, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 535, May 27, 1791. 40 feet telescope, power 370, the fifth of the Guinness, M5=GC 5904, is a beautiful cluster of stars. I counted 200 of them, but the middle of it is so compressed that it is impossible to distinguish the stars. A 40 feet telescope should only be used for examining objects that other instruments will not reach. To look through one larger than required is loss of time, which, in a finite, an astronomer has not to spare. But it ought to be known that the opportunities of using the 40 feet reflector are rendered very scarce by two material circumstances. The first is the changeable temperature of the atmosphere, by which the mirror is often covered with condensation of vapor upon its surface, which renders it useless for many hours, and in cold weather by freezing upon it for the whole night, and even for weeks together, for the ice cannot be safely taken off till a general thaw removes it. The next is that, with all imaginable care, the polish of a mirror exposed like that of the 40 feet telescope, though well covered up, will only preserve its required luster and delicacy about 2 years. The three observations I have given must consequently be looked upon as having been made by three different mirrors. But if we will have superior views of the heavens, we must submit to circumstances that cannot easily be altered. PT 1818, P 437, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 596, the fifth of the Connaissance, M5=GC 5904, 1813. 7 feet finder, it is near a star of equal brightness. The star is clear but the object is hazy. 1783, 7 feet telescope, It consists of stars. They are however so small that I can but just perceive some, and suspect others. 1810. The globular figure is visible. 1783. 10 feet telescope, with 600, all resolved into stars. 1785. 1786. 20 feet telescope, a very compressed cluster of stars, 7 or 8 minutes in diameter, the greatest compression about 2 or 2.5 minutes. 1792. 40 feet telescope, with 370 I counted about 200 stars. The middle is so compressed that it is impossible to distinguish the stars. The profundity of this cluster, by the observation of the 7 feet telescope, is of the 243d order. John Herschel, 1833, H1916 equals M5, sweep 144, April 13, 1828. Ra 15 H 9 meters 56.4s, NPD 87 D 16 meters 27s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a most magnificent, excessively compressed cluster of a globular character, stars 11, 15 meters, DOM open square bracket editor, in Ra equals 10 SEC of time, the more condensed part projected on a loose irregular ground of stars. The condensation is progressive up to the center, where the stars run into a blaze, or like a snowball. The scattered stars occupy nearly the whole field. The neighborhood is poor in stars. See Fig. 87. Smythe. DXXXVIII 538. M5. DXXXVIII 5,000,000 Librae now Serpentis. R15H 10 meters 26s. Dec M2D 41.3 mean epoch of. Observation, 1838.38 May 1838, withdrawing, a close cluster of stars, over the beam of the balance, in a narrow channel led into Serpens, and close to number 5 of that asterism 5 Serpentis, which is double, and the next described Smythe's note DXXXIX, 539. This superb object is a noble mass, refreshing to the senses after searching for faint objects. Without layers in all directions, and a bright central blaze, which even exceeds 3,000,000 in concentration. Messier, who registered this in 1764, describes it as a beautiful round nebula, adding, "Et je me suis assuré qu'elle ne contient aucune étoile," and I'm sure that it doesn't contain any star. This is curious, as the mass is so easily resolvable, though its laws of aggregation into so dense and compact a ball, are at present beyond reach. In May, 1791, Sir William Herschel directed his grand 40-foot reflector to this object, and counted about 200 stars, though the middle of it was so compressed, that it was impossible to distinguish the components. In his description of this object, Sir William remarks on the difficulty of observing with so large an instrument, as well from variable temperature as from alternation in the mirror's luster. But, he adds, if we will have superior views of the heavens, we must submit to circumstances that cannot easily be altered. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4083 equals H1916 equals M5, Ra 15 H11 meters 27.2s, NPD 87 D 23 meters 8.7s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, Glob, CL, VB, L. Eaton, St. 11, 15 very remarkable, globular cluster, very bright, large, extremely compressed in the middle, stars from 11th to 15th magnitude, remark, figure in PT 33 JH 1833, plate VI, Fig. 87, Dreyer, 1877, GC 4083, M5, discovered by Gottfried Kirsch on the 5th May, 1702. The following is an extract from Marie Margaret Kirsch's diary, now in the possession of Lord Lindsay. Dirch solches sucken for the comet then visible, fand mein man Dirch Ebendisen 3sch tun hoc uber nu serpentis, mentioned in the foregoing, ein neblicht, eber doch tlickes sternchen, es hat vieland ihr fein sternchen sich, doch ein stand sonderlich perturbum uber diesen ungefähr. Also then follows a rough sketch of a star in the nebulous star, below it, May 6th. Das Nebelische Sternchen haben wird Lichthof seiner Vorherigenste gefunden. At 10:30 p.m., on the date mentioned, 5 million would be about 8 deg above New Serpentis, and the sketch made by M.M. Kirsch represents exactly the relative position of 5 million and the asterisk star, 5 Serpentis, as seen in an inverting telescope, per tubum, communicated by Dr. R. Copeland, C. Kirsch, Dreyer, and GC 5904, and GC 5904 equals GC 4083 equals H1916. M5, Ra 15 H 11 meters 28s, NPD 87 D 24.3 meters, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, L, Eaton, St. 11, 15, equals M5 very remarkable, globular cluster, very bright, large, extremely compressed in the middle, stars from 11th to 15th magnitude, remark. 5904 H1916 equals M5, according to Martha Kirsch's diary, now belonging to Lord Crawford. This was discovered by her husband, Gottfried Sick, Kirsch, on May 5, 1702, figure in PT33JH1833, plate XVI, fig 87. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs. Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC 5904, RA equals 15:13.5, DEC equals plus 227, PUBL, Lichobs, Volume VIII, Plate 52, M5, a beautiful, bright globular cluster, the main portion is about 12, in diameter, 4SN, content car as if said's. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.